And it was told a Gazite, saying, Samson is come hither. And they compassed him in, and laid wait for him all night in the gate of the city, and were quiet all the night, saying, In the morning, when it is day, we shall kill him. Then the five men departed, and came to Laish, and saw the people that were therein, how they dwelt careless, after the manner of the Zidonians, quiet and secure. And there was no magistrate in the land that might put them to shame in anything. And they were far from the Zidonians, and had no business with any man. And they took the things which Micah had made, and the priest which he had, and came unto Laish, and were people that were at quiet and secure. And they smote them with the edge of the sword, and burnt the city with fire. And all the people of the land rejoiced, and the city was in quiet. And they slew Athaliah with the sword beside the king's house. And they found fat pasture and good, and the land was wide and quiet and peaceable, for they of Ham had dwelt there of old. So Abijah slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David. And Asa his son reigned in his stead. In his days the land was quiet 10 years. Also he took away out of all the cities of Judah the high places and the images, and the kingdom was quiet before him. So the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet, for his God gave him rest round about. And all the people of the land rejoiced, and the city was quiet after that they had slain Athaliah with the sword. For now should I have lain still and been quiet, I should have slept. Then had I been at rest with... I was not in safety, neither had I rest, neither was I quiet. Yet trouble came. One dieth in his full strength, being wholly at ease and quiet. For they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. Glad because they be quiet, so he bringeth them unto their desired haven. Oh, that men would... But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil. The words of wise men are heard in quiet more than the cry of him that ruleth among fools. And say unto him, Take heed, and be quiet. Fear not, neither be faint-hearted for the two tails of these smoking firebrands, for the fierce anger of reason with Syria, and of the son of Remaliah. The whole earth is at rest, and is quiet. They break forth into singing. And my people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation, and in sure dwellings, and in quiet resting places. Look upon Zion, the city of our solemnities. Thine eyes shall see Jerusalem, a quiet habitation, a tabernacle that shall not be taken down. Not one of the stakes thereof shall ever be removed, neither shall any of the cords thereof be broken. Therefore fear thou not, O my servant Jacob, saith the Lord, neither be dismayed, O Israel. For lo, I will save thee from afar, and thy seed from the land of their captivity. And Jacob shall return, and shall be in rest, and be quiet, and none shall make him afraid. O thou sword of the Lord, how long will it be, ere thou be quiet? Put up thyself into thy scabbard, rest, and be still. How can it be quiet, seeing the Lord hath given it a charge against Ashkelon, and against the seashore? There hath he appointed it. Concerning Damascus, Hamath is confounded, and Arpad, for they have heard evil tidings. They are faint-hearted. There is sorrow on the sea. It cannot be quiet. The word which Jeremiah the prophet commanded Seraiah the son of Neriah, the son of Maaseiah, when he went with Zedekiah the king of Judah into Babylon in the 4th year of his reign, and this Seraiah was a quiet prince. So will I make my fury toward thee to rest, and my jealousy shall depart from thee, and I will be quiet, and will be no more angry. Thus saith the Lord, Though they be quiet, and likewise many, yet thus shall they be cut down, when he shall pass through. Though I have afflicted thee, I will afflict thee no more. Seeing then that these things cannot be spoken against, ye ought to be quiet, and to do nothing rashly, and that ye study to be quiet, and to do your own business, and to work with your own hands, as we commanded you. For kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. But let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price.